the Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is John Cummins, equity analyst at WH Ireland. John, thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Justin.
Yeah, and we're going to be talking about Emotion. That's IMMO, ticker of course, who've released their final results for the year, ended the 31st December 2021. And good results. And I see that it's given you confidence to reintroduce estimates into the market at this point. Is that correct?
That's absolutely right, Justin. I think after a challenging couple of years, as it has been for many businesses, the key was all about survival for Emotion, with many of its partner sites closing during the period, as you would expect. Mm. Now, with the restrictions having eased and the threat of future lockdowns diminished, and with data now available for the different types of partner location coming through when they have been open, it's really been the first time since the pandemic began that we've actually had the ability to build a meaningful bottom-up forecast model for the business. So the key looking forward, the key to achieving these estimates will very much be about how many new headsets management are able to deliver per annum. Mm. We're looking at 120, and they've made a very good start with 38 already open with only 4 months gone.
Yeah, it's looking good. So what do you think of the management's decision there to spin out both their home-based entertainment and Eurosound businesses?
Well, I think if you look back to the beginning of the pandemic, there was a significant level of uncertainty as to exactly how long COVID, the restriction around COVID would last and what the speed of recovery would be. So, and what any business wants in these types of situations is options. And management created two independent and viable standalone businesses with highly different characteristics to the core location-based entertainment business that they already had in place. However, capital for any business is certainly not unlimited, and management teams have got to decide where it is best deployed to generate the highest returns for shareholders. And in Emotion's case, it's most definitely the location-based entertainment segment. Given significant growth potential, the returns profile, and the highly visible earnings stream that it produces.
Yeah, absolutely. And so what do you see then as the core sort of elements of the investment case now, John?
I mean, it's very simply, Justin. I mean, it's now a high growth, high return rollout story in my mind. You can split this into four sub areas within that. Firstly, being the rollout of the of headsets at new partner sites. So, as I say, we're looking for forecasts are based on 120 per annum. This may prove to be conservative. Secondly, increasing the number of headsets at the group's best performing existing locations. So we've seen the Shark Reef at Mandalay Bay, an increase of 12 on the existing installation, and Sea Life London, a further 6. Mm. Thirdly, for FY22, the current financial year, we're expecting this to be the first full year of uninterrupted trading with a meaningful estate, including Mandalay Bay. Mm. And then finally, the positive operational gearing within the business, reflecting increase in EBITDA and cash generation from the addition of every new headset now dropping through to the bottom line.
Yeah, well, like you said there, highly cash generative business in the making. On the basis, people understand the model that the company uses the cash being generated for further installations. So, do you envisage the need for them to raise further cash from here?
Well, based on my estimates, I think the business has now reached critical mass at just over 400 headsets. And it means that it really is going to be generating sufficient free cash from here to fund that planned rollout, as we've discussed. I mean, my forecasts show that the group can deliver an EBITDA compound annual growth rate in excess of 50% each year. So over the three-year time horizon, without needing to raise additional capital, a growth rate that's clearly very few businesses would be capable of delivering.
Yeah. And this will get investors excited, but they look to be sort of unlocking a massive Zoom market here. And that must give you a bit of confidence in their ability to roll out this in a big way now.
I know, absolutely. I think the Emotion team has clearly worked very hard to perfect its offering in this segment. And as you say, I mean, it's particularly important given the size of the market is significantly larger than the aquarium segment, where the group has already built an established and high growth offering. External research that we found suggests that there are approximately 10,000 zoos worldwide, attracting more than 700 million visitors per annum. And whilst you wouldn't expect Emotion to be putting its headsets into all of those by any stretch, our analysis demonstrates that an addressable annual market for Emotion stands at almost £200 million across the zoo and aquarium markets. So, certainly a lot to go for.
Yeah, and what must be sort of frustrating? I mean, obviously the management can only do what they can do. They can't control the share price. But if you look at the share price since COVID, it's never really got back to those pre-COVID levels, despite, what would appear to be, great results here, management doing everything right. I fair play, hats off to them. They pivoted in COVID times with the creation of a new business, and they survived the worst, of that period. And let's be honest, a pandemic, a 100-year event, and it effectively massively hitting leisure sectors, hospitality sectors, but they've bounced back, refocused, great future, and yet the share price as yet hasn't seemed to reflect this, has it? So why do you think that is the case then, John?
No, absolutely. And I think, as you rightly say, I mean, the last couple of years has certainly been a roller coaster for Emotion, like so many businesses during the pandemic. However, I think as the full year results demonstrate, the team has now built a solid cash generative platform that has now reached critical mass. So the focus on the core location-based entertainment rollout, certainly it provides excellent earnings visibility, something that I believe the market will in time give them credit for.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, definitely. You know, I've had Martin on the podcast several times, and like I said, a very clever guy, and they've done very well, not only survived, but they've thrived, and now they've focused here on the big drivers of the business. So if people want to see your research, John, where can they pick it up?
So WH Ireland Research is available on our own research and investor forum portal. It's also available via Research Tree as well as through the research aggregators.
Marvellous stuff, John. Good to chat to you. Hopefully we catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.